Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Wait, why are they talking to Antonio Pierce?
I just
looked up at sports. Oh, it's your boy Mad Dog. They're talking to Antonio Pierce. Like, oh,
so
Lord.
Did you see?
Is he allowed to talk about football?
He was on, what was he on?
Does he have a show cause for talking football?
He was on CBS in one of those morning shows when that's when he was like, yeah, I wanted to take a running back, but they wouldn't let me.
Oh, yeah.
On the Raiders.
Yeah.
So now he's just talking everywhere. Somebody, I think SVP did a quick little blurb on Brady being in the booth. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I think it was.
And I don't think I caught this, by the way, on Sunday, that he had a full like black suit and tie on. I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, he was looking fresh.
I think I instinctively just thought he had Raider gear on.
Because he switches up.
I just looked at, oh, he's wearing a suit and tie in the booth. All right, Tom. I'm living the gimmick.
But they, he was talking about how coaches, people he's talked to is like, it's not as big a deal you guys are making it out to be. And then I think Ben Johnson, he was at one of his press conferences. He's like, we change things up so much from week to week. He says it's not a big deal. Like, it's really not a big deal. And he says, I'm like, I understand, like, what it might look like to people. But as a coach who's in these meetings and changes things from week to week, terminology, strategy, schemes, all this other, like, it's really not a big deal. He's not going to watch or broadcast the game with us on Sunday and be able to tell the team we play the next week everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it fooled me because I thought it was a big deal. But the people who are actually involved.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
But
the people who are actually involved are like, it's not that big of a deal. Which,
well, far be it for me to tell them that it is then. But
which explains why it hasn't been, like, nobody's really made a fuss about it.
Well, yeah, the NFL essentially said, yeah, this is not a big deal.
Right.
Like, what he did wasn't illegal. Like, it's fine. Let him rock. All right.
I disagree with them. I don't disagree with them. They know more than I do in that.
It feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more than anything else, it's like, no, he because it's not like he's a absentee owner. Mm-hmm. Like, he seems to be pretty involved with what the Raiders are doing. He's sitting in the booth doing all this. And I think the other part of it was, he called the Commanders game, and the Raiders are playing the Commanders mm-hmm. this week. And that, I think, immediately made people think like, oh, wait, that's not fair. When in actuality, like you just pointed out, no, it probably doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't matter at all. I don't want today to pass without shouting out my man and Stanley's guy. Stanley's at work. He's not going to hear this. Trae Young.
Hey.
Patrick Beverly had a whole bunch to say about Trae Young on his podcast about him not being a leader. People have told me, I know a bunch of people that played in Atlanta. They said dot, 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 dot. Mm-hmm. And it was all, it all quite a bit questioned Trae's character, leadership ability, things like that. Well, Trae decided, buddy, I've got time. And he went on, I don't even know, was he even on a podcast?
He just created one.
I think he just to do it. I think he just loaded a video to YouTube in which he kind of cut down Patrick Beverly a little bit. Mm-hmm. Essentially, I mean, and he gave Patrick Beverly far more credit than I think he needed to. Mm-hmm. But I appreciated Trae for looking at Hoops Hype one day going, I'm sorry, Patrick Beverly said what? Mm-hmm. And responding to him. I don't think enough people respond.
All right. I see both of these guys' points. And the origins of where it started, Patrick Beverly isn't Trae Young, mm-hmm. but he said a lot of right.
Give me an example.
The very first thing that started all of this mm-hmm. is somebody asked him, why is the All-Star game how it is? He said, because the All-Stars don't play hard and they don't care. He's right. Trae responded to that and was like, relax, let us talk for ourselves. Does anybody not agree with Patrick Beverly as the reason why the All-Star game is how it is?
No, it definitely, yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, he was right. And then Trae, the wording was funny. Relax, let us talk for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It was like Trae wanted to have a response. But it wasn't going to be like a super tough response. It was just going to kind of be a response.
Let us talk for ourselves was pretty clever. I like that one.
He stopped short of saying, hey, sit down, buddy.
So Pat Bev goes on and he's talking all this stuff about winning and all this other stuff. And I disagree with all that. I don't agree with the way he went about it, talking about I went to 9 playoffs because essentially he was saying it because of me. He's like, I wasn't the best player, but I played my role, and that's why I'm always on a playoff team. And it's like, all right, man. Like I think Pat Bev brings a lot to the table.
Yeah.
But no, come on. You guys' responsibilities and roles weren't the same. But I do some of the things that he said about Trae Young, we've heard. Mm-hmm. We've heard, and him talking about him using the play on words, talking about relax, like, no, you need to get uncomfortable. You need to change the way you go about things to make sure that this isn't your resume. I think that's a fair criticism.
Can we point out, I just want to show people when we say he created like a channel, no, I want people to see, like, I think he just created like, it's just, this is it. This is him. He's just sitting here.
He just walked to his table.
He just walked to his table and sat down with like a little podcast microphone.
This isn't just a wallet. That's all we did. There's something different.
We don't need all that.
Hey, he did not even bother to edit the video.
Nope.
He walked over behind his phone, hit record, and videoed himself walking in and sitting down.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to come over here. Amazon, same day, this mic.
Yeah,
haven't even taken the tape off the microphone yet.
Let me just talk.
He got his hair did.
Well,
that man's hair does not look like that.
I was about to say.
Am I bugging?
What do we think happened?
Hold on, I'm gonna let this right. Am I bugging? Hold on. No, no. You just can't see it.
It's the middle of the hair.
Yeah, it's the back. Like that's right. Did he go? Did he go just for men, or did he just grow a thicker beard? Because that looks really dark for him.
He might have let it grow a little bit more.
Oh, he let it grow a lot.
He might have let it grow.
That guy was a barista at the coffee shop on campus at Sac State. That guy doesn't wear shoes.
And gives buckets.
I kind of want to hit play, but this is podcast. Y'all go listen to it. Or it's actually not. It's just his video.
It's just his video.
Subscribe to the Trey Young YouTube channel.
For the one and only.
For this content.
For the one and only video.
This content only.
Video's got 58,000 views. Like, where did this come from?
He's like, don't like, don't subscribe.
Don't bother.
Just watch this one time. On the
he's
flip
got
side,
a podcast. It's called From the Point. Did anyone know that?
That's
he's got a podcast.
When is the last episode?
You're not gonna believe this.
Last week?
It was 5 days ago.
Oh man.
You're not gonna believe this either. Only 2,000 people saw it.
Now we didn't know. Now we know. We're familiar with your game now. Yeah, check this, out what Trey Young got.
Trey Young, the podcaster, it's not something I was prepared for.
The part where I rock with Trey Young, because Trey Young's my boy. I like Trey Young.
Yes. And Stanley.
Yeah. But dog, you gotta like relax, because our responsibilities are not the same. So you talking this talk like I've been to the playoffs 9 times, bro. If we switch spots, you would never make the playoffs in Atlanta.
You talking about Trey talking
to Pat? Yeah,
Trey to
Pat Bev. Yeah. We would have never made the playoffs. So you can be critical of my game or the way I approach things or some of the things that you've heard. I think that's fair criticism. But don't make it like I go to the playoffs because of me. Like I think Trey said one time, no, you went to the playoffs because you played with Harden. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling what both of those guys were saying to a certain degree. I never got off the train with Trey Young. I got off the train with Pat Bev a couple times, though.
Would you make fun of Patrick Beverly for crying in the Minnesota game when he jumped on the table?
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Yes, I would. Especially you want to talk about me and play. Like I said, we're different. We're not. I went in a play-in game. I still got business to attend to.
You've been in the playoff 9 times and cried.
You went in a play-in game and it's you didn't show something and prove something. Nah, bro, stop. We're different.
We talked different. A little bit. We talked a little bit about. And he kept saying, "You're in the league, man. Congratulations." Don't give me that I want it life stuff. Don't give me that. I don't want to hear that. Trey's funny, man. Trey is hella funny. This is my boy.
I'm telling
right
you,
here.
Man.
Shout out Trey Young.
It all starts
by your favorite point. Let's get into it, man. Just wanted to chop it up with y'all. There's some things that have been said.
Here.
Obviously, a lot of people talking right now. I hate we had to come to this.
All right, now I'm already.
I had to come to this.
No, I'm telling you the thing, and I see it. I see it. I understand it. The way he responded to that tweet, let us talk for ourselves. Oh, that pissed me. Pissed him off. You're in the league, but you're not even in the same fraternity right now. Okay, we're in different parts of this whole association. Mm-hmm. Let us talk for ourselves.
Did you see the supercut? It was like a minute and a half of Trey Young saying stuff to Pat Bev, and they put the ether beat over it.
Oh no!
Let me go find it.
Oh please, yeah. Please find that. Find that. We were talking about this with Kyle and Hammer earlier. It was actually another Hollinger article about moves that deserved more scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up like the Pelicans trading for Jordan Poole. He just eviscerated the Pelicans, obviously, because of that deal. But also you factor in the first round trade. It's like, what are you guys like? Where are you going?
Right.
And he brought up Valanciunas to Denver. And I think it was Kyle who said, and maybe this was a discussion on the show before we got here, but Scott Perry doesn't have to be held to what the previous regime did. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely, they're 100% right. I completely understand that. Even keeping that in mind, I hated that they traded Jonas Valanciunas. Mm. And I absolutely think that's going to be problematic for the Kings. I think it's going to be a conversation again this year about Domantas Sabonis' backup because Jonas isn't here. Hmm. And I guess the money was needed, whether it's for Dennis or whether it's for something else or whether it was just...
Hollinger said if they didn't make the Valanciunas move and did all their other moves, they would be $600,000 over the tax line. But you can probably take away Drew Eubanks in that situation because you don't need to sign him because you still have Valanciunas that gets you under the tax.
Hmm. I don't understand why they did that. And it could be as simple as Scott Perry doesn't like Jonas Valanciunas. Maybe it could be as simple as Scott Perry doesn't think he's a good basketball player. Maybe it could be Scott Perry thinks there are better options out there. Maybe he thinks that the Kings had a move out there to be made and they couldn't make it if they didn't have this money available to them. I think that familiar conversation about the Domantas Sabonis backup is going to rear its ugly head again this year.
So one thing that we're kind of forgetting, I think it's because didn't work out for him. Maybe Scott Perry knew he didn't want to play here anymore. The NBA.
Maybe.
I mean, it could be. I don't know if that was the case. But he got traded to Denver and was like, yeah, I'm going back home.
If that was it, then Scott Perry messed this up even worse. Mm. Because there was very clearly not... Because the Nuggets went, no, you're not. You're under contract. You'll play here next year. Mm. And he went, no, well, all right. If he told Scott Perry, I'm not feeling playing here anymore, and Scott Perry said, oh, shoot, we need to trade him then. Like that, what? No, just tell him no. That's what the Nuggets did.
But that also goes against, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but this goes against what Scott is talking about, what I want. Participants, not hostages. Mm-hmm. You have conversations with everybody in there, and everybody that says they want to go, will find a way to get you out of here because this is what we're trying to build, the culture we're trying to build. It kind of goes a little bit. And once again, in the King's case, not necessarily saying it's right or wrong, but we just talked to Coach Marion about that, right? Like, mm-hmm. we'll get you out of here mm-hmm. if you don't want to be here. I'm trying to build a culture. I'm trying to build something different than what I came into. And if Jonas, and it's respect, it doesn't have to be nasty or anything. I'd rather move on and play somewhere else. All right, we'll try and make that happen for you.
Okay,
that would be my explanation. I don't know other than that why. I don't know why.
I hope Max is getting those minutes immediately. Then I had visions of Max maybe running at the four at some point. A stretch four with Domas on the floor a little bit, but is Maxime Reynaud your backup five?
It doesn't always, this isn't what it always means, but Maxine's like 7'1". I can't see him being a four that can.
I don't mean a regular move. Four. I want to see him on the floor with Domas.
That's where I would put him, or, you know, backup. Domas needs a couple minutes. I look at Maxime as being a guy that gets minutes right away. I think he is a day one, he can be coming off your bench. Really? A lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people feel like he's a project.
Neek is the one, and Max will be the the project.
Yeah, I think I like to see it once the exhibition season gets here and everything, but it's just summer league, so take it for what it's worth. But from the opening tip, it was like, oh, yeah, that's an NBA player. That's how the NBA game is played. Mm-hmm. Pick and pop, dribble handoff. I can finish with both hands on both sides of the floor. The one thing that I'm not sure if he's ready for and he might get beat up with a little bit is rebounding. To be that size, I want him to be a better rebounder than what he is, and that may be something that does keep him off the floor. But offensively and understanding where he's supposed to be at that size and pick and pop abilities and stuff, night one, he's got that in the NBA.
Another factor that, excuse me, I think plays into that is Scott Perry's made it really clear they want Keegan to play the three more often or at all. And if you can put Raynaud on the floor at the four alongside Sabonis, A, that takes away some of the rebounding onus off of him. But B, it allows them to move Keegan to the three. And I know that you can't do that for a million minutes because of the other roster issues, but or hang-ups, obstacles.
All three.
But I think Maxime Raynaud is a player that they're going to want at the four, or at least to try it, for sure.
Do you think JV being gone is going to be an issue?
Not like, yes, but we're not going to get to the end of this year and be like, Kings would have made the playoffs if only they had Jonas Valanciunas. I don't think it's going to be like that.
Yeah. I enjoyed the nasty boy.
I enjoyed Jonas Valanciunas. I don't know what you're referring to.
That's so crazy.
I do not volunteer
that.
Regularly.
What are you doing?
That's his nickname. Who's they?
Who is they? Only person who I've ever heard refer to him that is you. Then you get the juveniles in the chat who go along with it.
If it's on Basketball Reference in place.
It should be on there now. I've said it a lot of times.
Kenny submitted it. Have I told you guys? The guy who is in charge of like social for the Basketball Reference baseball, the reference brands, is a Niner fan and follows me on the internet.
Okay.
And so I've had conversations with him on Twitter.
I'm glad he doesn't follow you in person. That'd be weird.
He only stalks me online. Yeah. No, great guy. I asked him, how do the nickname things happen? And he's like, that's not a rigorous thing. If we see it a couple times, we'll just throw it up there. So I'm going to hit him up and be like, hey, can we get, because it's not there. We got JV, Lithuanian Lightning, and Big Science.
Big Science. That's good.
I think big.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Science is what the... No, never mind.
Oh.
I think there's a person currently in the government fighting against big science.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Oh, boy.
Fighting against big science, fighting against media.
Everything.
At some point, we're only going to be allowed to talk European soccer on this show.
I feel you, though. I like JV, you know, and I think he helped out a lot, especially when Sabonis got hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, he was able to step in and you didn't skip a beat, you know, as far as production. So, yeah, I say Maxime Raynaud because I don't think Drew Eubanks is playing at all. Like, I think he's a camp body. And I could be wrong, but I don't think Sarge is playing like that. I think they got Sarge to be a trade chip.
I don't know. It's a broken chip. It's the chip at the bottom of the bag. The write-up from Hollinger ended with him saying he missed the brief normalcy of the Mike Brown era. And I had to chuckle because I thought, all right, pal, here was the normalcy of the Mike Brown era. First year, great. Second year, I believe, is the Duarte year.
Mm-hmm.
And a slow procession of you losing the team. Then we get to the extension that does not come fast enough. Pause. It does not arrive fast enough.
Not on this show, pal.
Then you have, it's a delay. Hey, what's going on in there?
We had a test.
Yep.
There's a microphone issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got pass interference.
Thank you.
It's not a negative either. Maybe it shouldn't be a flag.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, eye in the sky just called down. Incidental contact.
No flag.
What do they do? Third down.
Got some Sac State officials out here. Jeez.
Damn.
So you have the Chris Duarte, the contract doesn't happen, and then I guess the quiet De'Aaron Fox sign him her trade me thing. You losing the people that we thought was close to, like, everything pretty much slowly started falling apart immediately after the first year. And that's normalcy to the outsiders.
They don't know what's going on. They either don't
like,
know. Don't
all
show.
Right, man. Like, it's like the, gosh, man, who was it? It wasn't Mike. You talk about how weird. I bugged out the other day when I think it was Front Office Sports was like, yeah, ESPN signed, they're bringing back former Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. And I kept rereading that, like, former Denver Nuggets coach. Oh, that's right. He's not the coach anymore.
Yeah.
Completely forget. But it wasn't Mike, who was the other one? Michael, I'm sorry. Who was the other coach that was fired?
Memphis. Jenkins.
Taylor Jenkins. And you, I think it was you, went to Memphis Radio, and they were like, yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Outsiders, like, what? Why? How? Everyone there, like, God, what took so long? Have to be reminded of that. That they really think everything was just completely normal with Mike Brown here. Like, we were just functioning and shippering as a regular organization, not knowing before the second season started, it started to fall apart.
And the interesting thing, and I'm not blaming him at all. I'm not
playing Keon. Good call, Lotus.
I'm not blaming him.
Situational role player, I believe.
It started with Mike Brown.
No, it absolutely did.
Like
it absolutely did.
And I'm not trying to stall the guy out or anything, but if you Reed Hollinger or see Bobby Marks and you see the management of the front office, all this other stuff, which hasn't been good. That's Vivek just doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't start all this.
Mm-hmm.
It started with the guy that you guys love.
Yep.
He started the downward spiral. Now you needed somebody in charge that could weather the storm or be able to work through all that. And Vivek wasn't able to do it. Monty wasn't able to do it. Vivek didn't hire the right person to be able to do something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't really know what's going on.
And that's why you got to tap into the local guys when a story catches you off guard, because they'll be the ones that are tapped in and know what's going on.
Or the local guy.
The local guy knows everything.
Yeah.
He's literally everywhere.
He is.
All of the time. If there is one guy who will be at the entire home opener and the entire Sac State game on ESPN2 on the, is it the 24th of October? Yeah. It'll be the local guy. No one will know how he's doing it. You just have to know it'll get done.
I saw the local guy at the last game at the Nest last year. He's like, hey, KC, what you doing here?
He's everywhere. He's the local guy.
He is. And finds time to go to Arby's.
Allegedly.
Who doesn't?
Where is Arby's?
I don't know. When was the last time you had Arby's?
Whenever the last time I drove down to Southern California was.
Mm.
I don't know where one Arby's is here.
No. To the internet, Ken Rudolph would say. Let's see.
Do we want to watch this Trae Young video or not?
Desperately, yeah. Let's watch the Ether video. Why I find the nearest there's one in Rockland.
Hmm.
Hey, beef and cheddar's for everybody.
I like their fries. That didn't sound okay. This food looks disgusting.
No, the fries look good though.
This food looks absolutely disgusting. Oh God. Sorry, run the Trae video. Oh, man.
Hang on. For some reason, there we go. Oh, wait, no. Nope.
Better off. Oh, you're off the screen. We lost the Trae video on the screen.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to. There we go. Okay, I messed this up. I need to
Bryce
do that.
Says the Buffalo chicken sliders are gas.
That.
Yeah, I bet they are. I bet they are.
All right, let's try this again.
You've been able to play with all these guys. You talk about impact winning. Where was your real impact in winning? I know you were labeled as a tough defender, a great defender, and the accolades say that you were.
Oh, here we go.
Do that. Well,
but I promise,
all right.
My bad.
Anytime you was on the court.
We're going to say it again. Sure.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say we're going to have to get that off the screen.
That's not the video I watched earlier. That's my bad.
You know what the great part about this is? Whatever, right?
Jesse, come back.
The great part about this is I know Kyle just got really hot.
What?
You just got really hot? Like little beads of sweat here underneath the hat when that word drops? Yeah.
What? What are you talking about? No, I'm good. I'm not going to lose sleep over this tonight. What do you mean? Does anyone have a Xanax? Unrelated.
Unrelated.
Man.
Oh, man. That's whatever.
We've had so many guests just naturally cuss on this show, it doesn't matter.
Even to the point where we had no more dump buttons left.
I don't do, bro. Poor, you talk about sweating. Poor Jesse. That first Rick Ross, Brett Barish interview
I was on board.
That was the most terrifying experience of Jesse's life.
I was working in San Francisco. I didn't know Jesse really at the time. And I'm working in San Francisco. I was on BART for that interview. I'm like, man, this is going to be amazing. And I tap in him on the app. And I hear I'm like, oh, no. Because it was right away. It's like, this guy does not understand what we're doing.
No. Like, do you know how difficult it was? Do you know how difficult it was to ask Rick Ross to please stop cussing? Like, Rick, hey, but hey, we're on the radio, Rick. Like, just can you?
Oh, bleep, my bad.
and then Rick stops cussing, and Brett, who had been drinking a little bit, he takes over.
Nah.
And I actually think it was Brett that caused us to run out of dump buttons. It was like, well, Jesse was like, you're going to have to fend him off for a couple minutes because I got no buttons left to hit.
Do you guys mind if I...
those effing hoodies. All right. Thanks, Rick.
Shout out to my boys, man. Oh, what a shout time. Out to my boys.
I realize, do you know how many people here who have never seen that video? We're going to have to send that to everybody in this office.
Yeah.
They've never seen Rick Ross say, hey, give it up for those effing hoodies on the radio.
I don't know if he would. Nah, that wouldn't have been nice. Jesse's not here to make me say it either, so no. That wouldn't have been nice.
You always do that. No one knows what you're talking about.
Don't worry about it, guys.
You're the worst. Absolute worst.
I'll text you. I'll text you and Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Chatty House can't be a part of the conversation. Wow. We need to get back to work on that website, too.
So, Kenny, why do you hate Patrick Willis and your listeners and viewers?
It's a good question.
I love...
Great question.
I love all my people.
Great question. Great question.
We ain't doing that guy.
That's a good point. good callback. Yeah. Hey, look, there are a lot of people who are working hard for us here in the building.
I appreciate it.
They're just not working on the right things. Yeah. That's all.
It's okay. We'll get there. We'll get there. I believe. Somebody said there's an Arby's in Elk Grove. I don't know where that is.
There's
that
one must on be over, Madison.
Must be on Elk Grove, Florin or something.
There's one on. There's one in Rockland, which is incredible. Elkhorn, Madison, Sunrise. I knew there was one on Arden. It's by the old KSFM station. There it is. Elk Grove Boulevard.
They're all over the place.
Elk Grove Boulevard. What's the street? West Stockton.
Yeah. Yes. You know, I'm not over there.
Is that the slums?
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just far away.
Okay.
What do I need to go over there for? Maybe, I guess Arby's.
You're not going to Arby's, man. Stop.
Arby's has the most insane slogan of all time.
What was it again?
I'm not going to say it. You can Google it if you want. Not on a work computer. Arby's.
Wait. Oh, wait. What is it? Say it. Will someone say it?
I see it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not.
I see it.
Hey, if you're like, what is it?
No.
That's on you. You can Google it.
Yeah, got it right.
Nobody here.
Nobody
here is going to say it.
Yep.
Trying to.
In the Big Lots parking lot where the Cheesecake
Factory James Harden
Factory
trying to bait a foul.
Not Cheesecake Factory. The Cheese Steak Shop is. And it's by McHugh's. Really? There is an Arby's in there. That is right. There's a KFC over there, I think, too, isn't there?
Like even Complex said no one should eat Arby's. I can't believe of all the
Complex
times,
is here?
I can't believe of all of the times Complex is listening to the show, it's now.
Hell yeah. Nah, because at least now he has a take.
He's listening to, well.
He's engaging with the program.
He might be go sports, go team.
But, yeah.
Touchdown.
So what? Like Complex has, he obviously has us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He has KSFM on one radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He has Jams on another radio.
Yep.
He has.
He's got the end.
He has the end on another radio.
He has,
and he's probably on the phone.
On the phone in one ear.
Yep.
Another station, his Wichita station, in the other ear.
He's on the phone
on
in
a
one
Zoom
ear,
meeting.
On a Zoom meeting. That's it.
And if I go in there, right, this is why I love Complex. If I go in there right now and go, hey, I need 2 minutes, he'd go, yeah, what's up?
Yep.
Yeah. I go back there. I'm like, hey, are you on the phone? Yeah, yeah, it's good. What's
yeah,
up?
What do you, what need? You need? Yeah.
No, I got a phone. No, you're on here. Hey, let me log you back into the account. Come here.
You know what he did yesterday? I'm talking to him. Somebody calls him. He goes, hang on 1 second. I got to take this. Answers and goes, hey, hang on. And just mutes him and goes, okay. Man. And then the wildest thing is when he does that and he'll be like, oh, sorry, that was the CEO of Universal Music.
Yeah, like, right.
Talk to that guy like that?
I'm sorry, that was Lil Wayne's people.
God. That's exactly how he
so is. Annoying. I guess that's how you become the boss, though. Hey, you got to multi.
Boss moves are being made.
You got to multitask. Got to multitask.
Real quick, just for my own growth. Scooter says that KFC, Arby's, McHugh's, local pizza place is really good. I'm telling you, the cheese steak shop is the gem of that parking lot.
Facts. So cheese steak shop's fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you used to live out there.
Oh, no. I just know.
Oh, they got them in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I know all about the cheese steak shop.
Oh, that's what it's called.
I'm not even. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were referring to a cheese steak shop. Not
well, we are, but it's just the place called cheese steak. Got it.
Ironically, Kyle, I don't know if they're related. The one I'm in Elk Grove, I'm not sure if it's related to the Bay Area franchise.
Is it called the Cheese Steak Shop?
It is, but it don't have the same logo, none of that. I don't know if it's related. It might be, but I don't know.
Hmm. Feels illegal.
No, now I'm snitching.
That listen to the show like Kenny, damn.
Doesn't matter. The last 10 minutes of this show went straight to hell.
I'm sorry.
It's great to know that Complex was listening at this exact moment. Not during any of the compelling conversations we had, but just how Arby sent us down a rabbit hole we couldn't dig ourselves out of. Tomorrow we'll break down week 3 of the NFL season. We'll talk about it from a 49ers perspective, a Raiders perspective. We'll look at everything league wide.
2 seconds. When we do the show tomorrow, when we do the handoff, is Mike McDaniel's the head coach of the Dolphins?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Firing him in week 3 would be incredible.
Oh, no, I just think they're going to fire him over the weekend. I think they'll do it tomorrow.
I don't think he will be because I think Mike McDaniel will be the head coach of the Dolphins.
Daniels, my bad.
Oh, that's so good. Adam L says it's good to be right.
It is, man. Go. I got a Aces Storm lineup. Go put in the promo code KIFM and get $50 off your first $5 lineup.
Does the 16-game losing streak become a 2-game a 16-game winning streak become a 2-game losing streak?
Aces win by about 15 to 20 tonight.
All right.
Price fix. It's good to be right.
Put in promo code KIFM and we will see you here tomorrow. Beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN
1320.
Vamos! Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.